the standard magazine capacity for, let's say, an AR-15 is 15 rounds or 30 rounds. You can get handguns that have magazines with the same amount of rounds that fire 45 caliber or 9mm caliber, which are just as damaging as any round that you can put into a rifle. So again, are we talking about trying to prevent crimes, or are we talking about trying to remove guns from the street? Are we talking about magazine capacity? Are we talking about type of firearm? I think the issue comes in, it's not a matter of whether his rights trump anybody else's, it's whether, what do you think you could do in that situation that would prevent that? Because every law that's already on the books prevented it. So other than a ban that says he can't buy any firearms, there was no way to stop something like that. So the only thing I would argue is that it's a tragic situation. It was horrific, and he deserves to be punished, and whoever does any of those things deserve to be punished. But taking away what you want to propose is to say that nobody can have a firearm or an assault rifle. So what you're saying is that now I, who had nothing to do with the Pulse shooting, is now not going to be permitted to buy a firearm that I want to buy because of what this idiot did. And that's not how we should live as a society. The good people should not have to change their behavior to comport with what the bad people do. The bad people need to change their behavior to comport with what the good people do. So to handle a situation like that, you need to deal with the people, not the product.
I do want to say one thing, and that is that it's a myth that it takes a good guy with a gun to stop a bad guy with a gun. We know that defensive use of firearms is pretty much unheard of. Most people who commit crimes, there have been other people, and I won't say most, there have been situations where there's been a good guy with a gun. In other words, a good guy with a gun is a guy with a gun who hasn't used it badly yet, who didn't even use it to defend. So this idea that we're going to somehow arm all of the good citizens so they can take out all the bad citizens is just going to create mayhem, and the police are going to come into the situation and not know, you know, the good guy isn't wearing a shirt that says, I'm the good guy, don't shoot me. And you're going to have all sorts of collateral damage, and it's just me and I.